Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Now, the number one question that's been on every American's mind this week. What are these bats chatting about?
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
I am chatting.
All right, everybody, welcome to Bat Chat episode 64.
We're back.
I'm joined by Abe and Joel.
Yo.
Hey.
What's good, everybody?
Nothing. I'm just excited to talk about personal growth today.
That's good. Honestly. That's good. That is a theme. Because as we discussed, you know, in the last episode, it's time to make a huge shift.
That was a week ago, too.
That was a whole week ago that we talked about that. It feels like, but it feels like just like mere minutes ago, because...
But it was so long ago.
But it was so fucking long ago. But I think I wanted to merge two of our S-tier topics that we discussed last week into one beautiful topic with somebody that I've been extremely fascinated with in the past few days that I think I've shared with you guys. And this merges the topics of personal wellness and entrepreneurship.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Jojo Siwa?
I wish I was talking about JoJo Siwa. We could talk about JoJo Siwa if you want, though. I think we have time for both.
Do it a little later. What were you talking about, Abe?
What I want to talk about is this beautiful creature that I have been sending you guys on Instagram, known as Soothe Wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise known as Olivia, beautiful Olivia, this moon-faced angel you see before you. And
she really is beautiful, Abe, you're right.
Olivia's all about wellness. She's all about healing, and she loves to... She has made a living off of selling her wellness in ways that... which she allows people to expel their demons and negative energy without even having to touch them. And so you guys
sounds magical.
She's very in touch with the arcane, and as you guys can see from like these videos, there's the videos like this where she'll kind of like just roll her hands like an inch above somebody's body, in order to like expel their demons, and or just like be touching them and doing deep breathing exercises.
So is she a bit? Is this a business of hers?
This is a business. She runs like a salon type or like a spa type situation where people will pay her around $200 an hour for her to like lay on hands, them and expel the demons. And then there's also, but then you know, let's be real. This is like a post-COVID world, right? You know, sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be touched, but that doesn't mean... Just because you don't want to be touched doesn't mean that you still don't have demons, right? So, luckily for us, humanity, Olivia also offers Zoom spiritual healing sessions.
In which
it basically goes like this. You will log on to a Zoom session with beautiful Olivia... you will lie on the floor in front of your laptop, and she will, like, wiggle her hands and fingers in front of the computer screen to work your demons out. As you can see here...
Well, look at the results.
She's kind of, like, tickling this person that's, like, lying in bed and, like, squeezing them and pinching them and doing like, the thing that you can do where it's like, I'm squeezing your head.
What is she saying? She said releasing stagnant energy in the solar PCs?
Solar plexus is the key to accessing confidence.
So this will make you more confident.
Yeah, Olivia's all about, yeah, this makes you more confident. And I feel like if I were to just, like, get on a Zoom call with some freak and to have them wiggle their fingers at me, it would make me more confident because it's like, oh, man, if this,
absolutely.
Like,
oh, certainly. Absolutely.
If this woman can make a living doing this, then I can accomplish fucking anything. And, yeah, she's, like, kind of just, like, tickling and doing, like, the fingering motion. The solar plexus, stomach area, governs our personal power, confidence, and self-esteem. Isn't that fascinating, you guys?
Oh my gosh, it looks...
I didn't know that was even a thing.
So, so pleasing. Like, it would...
What is a plexus?
It could... I mean, that's your, like, sternum.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry.
You're good.
And, she has, like, dozens of these videos where she's just, like, on a Zoom call with somebody and she's, like, wiggling her fingers at them to, like, to heal them.
So, one of my things is people can't see what her hands are doing on her camera. Like, she has her hand, like, right next to the screen just wiggling her fingers at people. How do they know that she's actually doing anything?
That's the thing, too, is that they kind of, like, there's some of these here, I gotta find it, there's, like, some here where, like, people on the other side of the screen will, like, fucking gyrate and, like, kind of, like pulsate and
like
shit.
Writhe. Like,
this guy, I think this guy moves quite a bit, like, yeah, they kind of, like, they writhe, like, in pain when they're releasing their demons, you know? And so it's, like... it's, like, is it, like, in the, like, look at this, like, yeah, this woman on the other side of the camera, she is, like, just, like... It's like she's in a fucking having a seizure.
Oh my god.
Like she's stroking out. She's being possessed by her fucking demons.
She's kind of looking like the Ring Girl right now. Like it,
yeah.
It's looking exorcist type.
Well, you know, if you're gonna... Sometimes we become the demons that inhabit us, Joel, you know?
I can definitely attest to that.
And, you know, like this one, you know, the common question is, are people's bodies being controlled? You know, because a lot of people are probably asking her that on a daily basis. Like, how are you, Olivia, you witch, how are you controlling my body through the laptop?
Yeah.
And she has
a common concern.
And she has to just calmly say, she's like, no. Spinal energetics facilitates, she got misspelled out there, the deepening into alpha and theta brain waves. And then I'm sure...
What does that mean?
That person says, oh, that makes so much sense, Olivia. Oh, thank you.
All right. I have a question about her.
Yes.
So she can like, fuck with your plexus and stuff and get your alpha waves going.
Digitally.
Can she do happy endings over Zoom?
That I imagine that you'd have to like pay a little bit more for that. I imagine, you know, you're kind of like lying naked.
Is she jerking people off through Zoom?
Yeah, you like lie naked through the camera and she kind of just like does like a little pinching motion right around your crotch and then you just spurt.
Oh god.
Be gone, demons. Be gone.
Yeah, I'm just curious because if like she's charging $200 an hour for like in person, like, what does a... How much do you charge for a Zoom hand job?
Yeah, for real. Because I'm
genuinely
like
curious.
There's a lot of money to be made in that, I feel like, you know? I guess it just kind of...
Like, we could start jerking people off, you know, at this rate.
That'd be a pretty good... We could do, like, a Patreon tier where, like,
we jerk you off
over Zoom.
$5 a month. Start slapping. Slap. Yeah, we'd make a lot of money.
Tickle the balls.
I know that was crass. I know I respect Olivia's craft. I just saw an opportunity for a little naughty.
I think Olivia would appreciate it because like I feel like sexual healing is probably...
Can you comment? Do you do Zoom hand jobs?
Unfortunately, I don't know.
All right, yeah, let's move on.
Oh, sorry. Unfortunately, I tried to, but apparently comments have been limited. She for some reason, I don't know why she wouldn't want her comment section filled with testimonials from happy customers, you know?
Or people requesting Zoom hand jobs.
The only comment she allowed here is, I can feel it, like prayer hands.
Well, here's the other thing. If she's posting her like hand methods online... Like, couldn't you just put that TikTok on the ground next to you and, like, lay down?
I think she's sending, like, spiritual waves to, like, you know, draw the demon out of your body. You can see the way that that woman is just laying there, flopping around, like writhing in almost pain. She's doing something.
Yeah, you can see. I mean, Joel hit the nail on the head, because while you might think like, oh well, this could just be a YouTube video that I can like pulsate and gyrate in front of, and my demons would be gone. but I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have drank a beer before this.
It's okay.
But it's not just the video. It's not just the motions themselves. It is actually Olivia herself that is doing this. That is actually like controlling the energies within you. And so I have her website pulled up here.
Oh, wow.
And I just want to like read
well designed.
And you know, there's beautiful Olivia.
I can't tell if she's 12 or 30.
I think she's like 40, but has had significant amount of work done.
Yeah.
I'm not sure though. But
does she have a Wikipedia?
She does not have a Wikipedia. I tried googling her as much as I can. Best I can
we
get
should
is
make
this
an
website.
Entry
to make her a Wikipedia.
we can include Zoom hand jobs.
Yeah, to perform Zoom hand jobs if you ask nicely.
All right, sorry. Continue, Abe.
So
we got a welcome page here.
We got Olivia's like a little about me, so I just wanted to read some excerpts from this. So, hi, I'm Olivia. If you're currently struggling and searching for answers, I see you. And if you feel okay, but are searching for ways to feel better and more like yourself, I see you too. So basically, if you're struggling, you should book with Olivia. If you're not struggling, you should still book with Olivia, and she will heal you. So
please heal me.
That's very nice of her.
For the past 9 years, I've been on a profound healing journey, navigating the intricate path of chronic illness, a journey that's been both agonizing and remarkably transformative. So I'd really like to know what Olivia's chronic illness is. I don't know if that violates any sort of HIPAA.
No, I mean, she could tell us.
Yeah, she could just tell us willingly what her chronic illness is. I'd imagine it's something of, like, the ADHD variety, if I had to guess.
Yeah. Or I was going to say maybe Crohn's.
Oh, Crohn's, too. Yeah, her butt don't work. God.
Dude, I would hate Crohn's.
Her butt don't work no good. But then, this is the part that, like, really got me good. This is, from a young age, my sensitivity to energy acted as a guiding force, fostering a deep connection to the natural vibrations surrounding us. Though I didn't always understand how to navigate life while feeling everything, and often became overwhelmed. Isn't that so sad? She's like a little child, and all these, like, spiritual energies are just, like, hounding her because they're like, Olivia, you're the only one who can see us, you're the only one who can feel us. And she says, even before I could articulate it, I found myself intuitively practicing energy healing on my grandmother, who suffered from dementia.
Wow.
So I would love to ask her if she did it in the same way she does now.
Over Zoom, she, like, cured her grandma's dementia. I love to imagine, though, I was just, like, cracking up at, like, the thought of, like, you're, like, an old woman with dementia, like, you don't, and some, like, little fucking, like, fucked up looking child, like, comes up to you that you don't recognize, but is, like, your granddaughter, and starts, like, wiggling her fingers at you, like, I will heal your dementia, grandma.
That'd be horrifying.
That'd be
so scary.
So scary.
Witch. She's gonna go fucking European witch hunts on her ass.
That's right. Today, my foundation is built upon diverse experiences and formal training in spinal energetics, Usui/Holy Fire 3 Reiki energy healing, somatic embodiment and regulation strategies, holistic health and life coaching, complemented by a Bachelor of Science degree in health and wellness. She doesn't say where from, so I'm imagining, like, I don't know, like
Harvard,
like University of, like, American Samoa.
That's a good school.
Yeah. Moreover, I have actively participated in and co-hosted transformative retreats and workshops, sharing practices including meditation, yoga, breathwork, ecstatic dance, and inner child healing.
Oh my god. That sounds lovely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, doesn't that sound just, like, magical? I want to do an ecstatic dance with Olivia.
So fucking bad. I want to feel the energy lead to the soles of my feet as we cascade across the dance floor. But I'm really wondering is where is she located? I want to know if we can book an appointment.
That's the good news, and that's why I wanted to bring this up to you guys. Because she's located in Rochester, New York.
No way.
Wow.
So I really wanted to see if one of you brave souls would see if you would venture out and book an appointment so that Olivia would rub you.
Well, no. I wouldn't want her to touch me because in order to, get the demons out of me, she's got to levitate her hands across me.
Yeah, perform spinal energetics upon you and release the demons. What if, like... I would imagine, like, Joel rolling into her office, and she's like, oh my god, you have the most negative energy of anyone I've ever met. We need to... Yeah. I don't even want to be in the same room as you. You need to be on a Zoom call with me so I can work these demons out. You just have to drive back from Rochester to Buffalo in shame. It's like...
She's gonna have to invite, like, a priesthood to come help protect her from all the shit I got going on.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get like three people on the Zoom call to all like wiggle their fingers at the screens. Alright, so here's a little like, there's a little kind of frequently asked questions about spinal energetics, which is, spinal energetics is like the practice where she like wiggles her fingers at you over the Zoom call. And that is, you know, I guess releasing your chi from your spine, something along those lines.
It looks a lot like yoga to me.
How does this look like yoga? lying on a table.
I mean, I was just going. Like... I was going off of the Zoom meetings.
what yoga sessions have you been joining?
The ones where you do yoga.
Joel's been doing Zomga.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea how big the yoga industry is.
I would love to see you. I bet you're flexible. I would love to bend you like a rubber band.
Oh my god. I am sick as fuck at yoga. I can stretch in so many different ways.
I want to see you twist and bend.
Oh. I can stretch in so many different ways.
I want to see Joel stretch. I want to see him stretch and expand.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I've always wanted to get drawn and quartered. I know everyone said that, but I would love to get stretched and expanded like that.
I bet it feels good as fuck to get just, like... Do you think they, like, the split second before their limbs get torn off, they, like, a wave of, like, pleasure goes through them?
Oh, pure ecstasy.
Yeah.
Like, pure weightlessness. It's like if you're in zero gravity.
It probably feels so fucking awesome. Like, that's just, like, getting all your shit stretched.
Oh yes, I'm begging for it. I bet her form of spiritual healing is similar to that. Like losing, extraditing your demons through your spine probably feels like your vertebrae are being like separated, pulled apart, and your juices are getting sucked from within.
Oh, that feels so good. I would like a big beast cracking my spine in half and sucking out the bone marrow.
My God.
And then stitching me back together. But that feels awesome.
Yeah, nothing better. I want to be torn in half, thrown around like a limp rag doll, and then just stitched together like Frankenstein.
I want to get folded up like a paper airplane, then like thrown across the room until I like circle back in a ceiling fan, and then like land right in Olivia's butt crack.
What the fuck?
That sounds like pure ecstasy to me, and I think she's the woman for the job.
I think so, too.
I can't believe she's so close.
I know. She's just... Can you feel her spiritual... Can you feel the source of spiritual energy?
Honestly, recently, I have been feeling, like, almost a bit better than I have in the past. And it might just be... she's been calling to me, Abe. I think she's given me dabbles. Small, like, treats of the real, like, pleasure she can cause me. She can bring me so much spiritual healing that... I just don't know about, and I think I need it.
Well, I imagine, like, it must be pretty dangerous and risky to do, like, spinal energetics, something as powerful as spinal energetics over Zoom, because then, like, you know, I imagine that gets just, like, sprayed all across the World Wide Web, and so probably everybody who has their, like, computers open at that time probably gets, like, a little bit of extra spinal energetics, like, sprayed at them. when she's like actively doing a session, you know.
So do you think that those demons, they don't just like dissipate into the sky, like into the ether? They always find a new host to anchor to.
Oh, I'd imagine, yeah. And like they can't anchor to Olivia because she's too spiritually strong, so they probably have to just like go to someone maybe in like an adjacent city, just to get far enough away from her, maybe like approximately an hour away from her.
Yeah, maybe. So, oh my god, man, maybe that's the reason I've been such a demon this whole time. That Olivia's been just, you know, purging everyone else in the greater Western New York area of all their demons, and I've been absorbing them like some sort of unholy sponge.
You're just a demon sponge. You're like the box that they keep ghosts in Ghostbusters.
I love sucking up your demons.
You should message her and say, just say that. I love sucking up your demons. So, just to get some, like, a clearer view on what spinal energetics is exactly, because, you know, to us, the common folk, it just looks like finger wiggling over Zoom. When she's performing spinal energetics, she supports and honors your individual needs while working with you to reach homeostasis.
Wow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what are the benefits of spinal energetics?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, you see, by interacting with the spine, nervous system, and energetic field to unwind bound tension and trauma, spinal energetics helps individuals release stress and trauma, increase self-awareness, you know, maybe to, like, watch out for any sort of predators that may be around you.
That'd be good for you, Joel.
That would be awesome.
lots of predators are constantly trying to get Joel.
Dude, I know the audience knows about all the different, you know, battles I've had with wildlife. So,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. cultivate a greater sense of ease in life, find energetic and emotional stability, strengthen the mind-body connection, relieve physical pain, fatigue, and tension, and gain clarity about life's experiences and their soul's purpose.
These are all issues I've had. Like, is she reading my mind? Is she reading my mind right now when she wrote this? Like, she has to know that I need these services.
I wouldn't put it past.
So you do need deep spiritual healing.
Yeah, I think we.
If there's one person I think needs deep spiritual healing, it's Joel.
We should book. We should like pool like a bunch of money together and book Joel like some sort of like extreme like spiritual healing retreat like this. Like he has to spend like a week in the jungle with Olivia and the Tarzan guy.
Oh my god!
Can you imagine like the Joel we'd get back would be so like the closest thing you'd get. It's like a perfect person.
It's a month-long spiritual purge, where they have me inside of like some mud hut. I'm in the center of like a candle ring, with a bunch of crystals laid around me, and I'm getting like beaten with pussy willows to get all the demons out of me.
Yeah, it's like 12 hours a day. 12 hours during the day, you have to like go and like swing from trees and vines, and then 12 hours during the night, you have to go and lie still while Olivia wiggles her fingers at you, and you just get no sleep. You're just constantly energetically tortured.
Everyone knows that demons always come to you in your sleep. They always enter in your brain through when it's the most vulnerable.
It's when your guard's low, yeah.
So I think honestly I'm kind of begging for this, guys. I need it. It's been long overdue that I've just been this kind of demonic creature, and I can't have it anymore.
I think we could make this happen for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, especially with the support of the listeners, you know.
Yeah, if every one of our listeners chips in a lot of money, we could afford to send Joel to the jungle to be healed.
Please do. It's gonna be like an ayahuasca trip. She's gonna wiggle her fingers over me while I'm tripping on ayahuasca.
Well, I don't even know if you'll need the ayahuasca, Joel, because if you look here, what do people experience during a spinal energetic session? And everyone's experience will be unique to them, but some of the common experiences include heat, cold, pulsing, tingling, twitching, stretching, wave-like motion through spine, unprocessed emotions arising, crying, laughter, lightness or heaviness, and visions.
Like, honestly, wow. I kind of want to just do this. Like, go in there and just see, like, if I get any of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
see, I want to see if you tingle, see if you twist and pulse.
Like, I think me or Joel need to go do this. Just to see if, like, we get anything.
Well, guys.
Yeah, do they do couples? A couples package, me and Joel could go together.
Jake and I need marriage counseling from here.
We need to be healed for spiritual.
I think some Reiki would help.
My, believe it or not, my aunt is a Reiki. What is it? Therapist, I guess you could say.
Can we get her on the pod to, like,
get some talk insight about on this? Bro?
I can see if she wants to.
What she thinks of spinal energetics.
Maybe she's got beef with this girl because she's competition.
Yeah, probably. She wants a chance to shit talk her.
Yeah, can you plug your aunt?
just so not our right listeners.
Okay. Well, guys, I'm so glad that you're so enthusiastic about joining and, like, signing up and doing a couple's massage together because I'm already one step ahead of you. I have reached out on Olivia's contact page. I have reached out with a message under the pseudonym Joel Jacobson.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can be reached at joeljacobson9000@gmail.com.
That's a really good Gmail. Joel Jacobson.
Hello, Olivia. My name is Joel, and I have succumbed to a horrible demon in the past few months. Negative energies have built up due to stress and anxiety so much that it has caused me to develop lactose intolerance as a 26-year-old male.
Oh, my God.
This ordeal has now caused me even further stress, not only on me, but my girlfriend and dog as well. I pray that you can assist me on my wellness journey using your wisdom in the ways of spinal energetics and Reiki. I hope very much to hear from you post haste. Yours, Joel Jacobson.
Abe, I like that you did use our names, but I kind of feel like you're describing issues you're having.
Yeah, Abe.
That was completely random. I wanted to just kind of like keep it as broad as possible. You know, something that like any. Yeah. Potential customer of hers might have, you know, that she would reply to.
That's fair. Like, yeah, most people have lactose intolerance come into their life and, you know, cause a severe amount of stress.
Yeah, that's like just something that everybody happens and like experiences at some point or another, right?
I'm terrified for when it happens to me, but what if she's looking to, you know, actually heal somebody of that? Would you go in and take that session?
Well, I would assume, because unfortunately I'm quite far away, so unless she wanted to do a Zoom session, I think I would ask one of you two gentlemen to go in my place. Hey, that the only
neither of us are lactose intolerant, though. Like, it wouldn't work on us.
That's a good point, yeah, so it wouldn't be a
Or
very
we develop
test.
Lactose intolerance, or we develop it.
Yes, I think one of you will have to sneak into some sort of government lab and inject yourselves with something that prevents you from digesting lactose.
I'm sorry. Oh. I have to completely derail this for 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're talking about lactose intolerance. Kefir doesn't have lactose in it.
What?
Because that's how it's made.
Get out of town.
The bacteria eats the lactose.
This is such huge news for me.
Does it consume all of the lactose?
Because I was telling my biologist who gave me my kefir starter, like, oh, yeah, it sucks. My one friend got really into kefir, but now he can't drink it because he's lactose intolerant now.
Jacob's talking about me at work.
And he's like, there's no lactose in it.
Oh, my God.
Does it ferment out all of the lactose?
Most of it, yeah, if not all of it.
This is such
huge news. How high is it, like, in alcohol percentage?
What?
I mean, if fermentation makes alcohol.
Not this curds.
Yeah, it's not like
it can still make alcohol.
Like something fermenting doesn't immediately make it have alcohol in it.
That's true. That's true.
That's just not how chemistry works.
Joel, like, if you have yogurt, like, there's not, like there's not booze in the yogurt.
Yeah, drunk off my yogurt.
I have been.
It would be kind of sick if there was hard yogurt.
That would be sick. Oh, dude, hard yogurt would be my, Joel, like, go-to favorite snack.
Yeah. I'm workshopping it. Don't worry about it.
Hard yogurt.
Can you imagine going out with your boys, and you, like, come home at, like, 4 a.m. to the missus, and you plop on the bed, and, like, you're like, you reek of, like, blueberries and strawberries. You're like, oh.
You got, like, a yogurt, like, crusted in your mustache.
Oh, sorry. Oh, dude, babe. Me and the boys hit the hard yogurt a little too heavy.
You could do, like, the Chobani flip cup, but, like, instead of, like, granola in the other, like, smaller cup, it's just, like, a shot.
It's like a shot of Jack Daniels. Yeah.
All right. Sorry to completely derail this whole podcast.
Going up to the bar, like, slamming down, like, fucking wad of bills, like, give me a damn Yoplait right now. None of that chocolate cake crap.
What's the one that old ladies eat and, like, you ate for a while at middle school, Abe?
Oh, the one that helps your tummy. That was Joel that ate
it.
It
has the navel on it?
Yeah,
that was
you.
I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, because it had, like, the navel.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that distinctly. I can't remember what it was, though.
Damn.
It was a green yogurt cup with
the
navel on it.
Activia?
Yes. That was it.
Yes, Activia.
Yeah, hell yeah. Right.
Killer yogurt brand.
Speaking of Activia, Olivia.
That's like $1 million idea, because that really covers all your bases. Because what's the worst part about getting fucking blackout drunk is the shits the next day.
Yeah.
But if you, like, if you were able to make alcoholic Activia, that would heal basically fucking everything.
We'd heal a generation.
We'd fix every problem that this generation faces. At least the problems that I face.
Yeah, I guess it's a niche. It's a little niche.
Yeah, the poops after I
drink. It's still worthwhile. It's still worthwhile.
And also my lactose intolerance and my desire to eat yogurt 24/7.
Oh my god. Well, maybe Olivia could fix that. What else she got going on
here? Well, that's the problem, is that Olivia hasn't answered my fucking email, you know? But, so the last section of Olivia's website I wanted to read is this other frequently asked question. Are virtual sessions just as effective as in-person sessions? Short answer, yes.
Oh.
Most of my clientele are remote and often prefer being able to experience this modality in the comfort and privacy of their own home. Given that we are the comfort and privacy of their own home as opposed to the privacy of, like, a closed room.
Yeah. Unless she's, like, in the street doing this.
Yeah, she does it, like, out in public, like in Times Square.
Or, like, at LA Fitness.
given that we are energetic beings and that energy has no time or space constraints, that's very convenient. Virtual sessions can work the same as in-person sessions. The energetic connection between the practitioner and the client is still potent, despite the physical distance. That's really convenient, guys.
That's really nice, yeah.
And does everyone move during a session? Each person's response to treatment is unique to them and their life experiences. Some people have an external response when they experience involuntary movement as a result of stagnant energy being shifted and released in the body. Others have a more internal response, where they may have visions, process old memories, or connect deeply to their body, or individuals experience a combination of these responses. Like having, like, visions while Olivia is just, like, woo, like, wiggling fingers in your face and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Abe, really weird. Abe, oh, because my gosh. If I can feel you...
I'm trying to stretch Joel right now.
Oh, ew. Oh. Well, the only thing I thought was weird, I was looking at her Instagram while you were talking on my phone, and I noticed that, like, her hands, like, the way she plays with her hands is not always the same.
Yeah, it's, you know, like, every client is different.
Yeah, but, like, she's almost moving her hands, like, in the direction that her client moves, like, right after it moves.
What are you saying, you know? Jacob?
I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm just making observations.
What kind of accusations are you throwing Olivia's way?
I'm not throwing any accusations, but it looks like she's kind of mimicking them. Could we look at events that she has coming up?
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. I haven't even looked at the events. What have we got going on? Oh, here we go. Wednesday, May 1st, we have an acupuncture plus yin plus reiki plus sound bath session. Only $50 per person.
What the fuck is a sound bath?
Oh, you haven't seen these? It's where they basically just, you just, like, sit in a room, and they play, like, a certain, like, healing frequency.
Like that shit that Joel rapped over to make your tits big?
Actually, yeah, pretty much exactly that. That's, yeah, exactly that.
You should send Joel to that and just have Joel rap the entire time.
Oh, spiritual yeah, rapping. They ring the bell, and he's like, I'm feeling something coming on right now. Run that shit
Turn
back.
Turn the drums up. Turn the drums up.
Oh, Reiki, spinal energetics.
I would go to that. $50. What else is included, Abe?
Let's see. Join us for a unique wellness class like no other. Yoga, acupuncture, Reiki, and sound healing converge to create an unparalleled healing experience. As Brett guides you... Oh, there's another... It's Brett that's doing this portion of it.
I don't want to hang out with Brett. I only want Olivia.
Yeah, why is she, like, pawning this off to her crony Brett?
Fuck Brett. Brett can't handle this shit. Brett can't handle the healing I need.
He can't handle this healing. As Brett guides you through a gentle yin yoga class incorporating breathwork and asana, so she's there too. That's good.
Thank God.
Initiate the session with a grounding meditation and infuse Reiki energy throughout. And then Sean, holy shit, how many people work here? Sean enhances the experience with soothing soundscapes, while Haley, Jesus, brings it to a tranquil close with acupuncture during a rejuvenating savasana.
Sounds like a magical evening.
He's got a whole lineup. It's like Coachella.
I'm gonna start selling people. I'm gonna start doing selling soothing soundscapes for people where like they hop on a Zoom with me and I just play synth for them for like 2 hours.
Do you think,
and they pay me $1,000?
Do you think you're penalized or like that they don't really support loud noises being made from you like your demons leaving?
That's a good point, because if it's in these like group sessions, like yeah, what if you do have like a huge demon that's crawling out of you and you can't control it?
Yeah, I just know for
a
fact.
I just picture Joel screaming at the top of his lungs.
He's like on all fours. You're like hands and knees.
I can only imagine I would just be crying and having to scream my heart out in order to not die from this type of, spiritual healing. I know personally stress has always caused me to scream at the top of my lungs.
Yeah. You know, the second that healing frequency rings, you know, you're in deep shit. You can feel the demon trying to crawl out of you. It's just like...
Dude, I imagine it's going to happen from both ends.
Oh, no. Not oh, yeah. Getting energetically spit roasted. Joel's, like, floating 6 inches above the ground and, like, slowly spinning.
I really want that, though. No lie. Like, no cap.
I bet it feels good as fuck. No lie. No cap. Yeah.
They're just suspending. They're all three of them are holding me up and spinning me around while I just scream my heart out. I explode out of both ends.
Oh, God. Yeah. You're just, like, left. It's like you just get, like, dropped onto the ground like a fucking worn-out sock.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Speaking of demons, to take a little break from Olivia for a second here. Speaking of, like, demons and curses and whatnot, I think my girlfriend and I, last weekend, we recently entered a cursed store as well.
Oh, gosh.
I think it was, like, some sort of curse. Either that or it was, like, a front of, like, some sort, like, a drug smuggling thing. I couldn't really tell.
Both those things.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna blow this spot up, too, just to, like, because fuck this place. This place is scary.
Hell yeah.
But so we were looking for antique stores. We were trying to find some certain objects. And we were driving along, and we passed by one, and we see, and they had, like, a sign out front, like, antiques. And the place was called Pagoda Red.
Oh.
And so it seemed to be, like, Asian-inspired antiques. And we're like, all right, that sounds cool.
Oriental goods.
That sounds pretty tight. Yes, Jacob, that's how you would put that. So we pull in.
That's actually a store.
It's like in the middle of like nowhere. It's like in this like big industrial like shipping yard in the middle of fucking Chicago. And there's like a, you know, just like a couple like construction companies like around and on either side of it. And so we're not like expecting too much. And we walk in and the place is like completely pristinely clean. And there's like there's like bonsai trees and there's like these huge ancient fucking Chinese boudoirs and cabinets and whatnot.
Oh, shit.
And they have like everything has a price tag of like minimum $15,000.
Oh my god.
And we're just walking on, and it's like a small room, and there's just like a very like intricate table with like gold leaf and whatnot, and that's like $20,000. And then all of a sudden the owner, he emerges, and he's like 7 feet tall, and he's dressed all in black and has like very dark circles under his eyes, and he says he does like some like good evening ass shit.
Oh my god. Like,
he was some sort of vampire.
Oh my
and
god.
He's like, there's more in the back. And we're like, okay. And we go into through the back where he directed us, and it's literally like a warehouse filled to the fucking brim. Like a full size like warehouse filled to the fucking brim with like at minimum like 100+ year old like Chinese artifacts.
Oh shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and they're all like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, like all these like cabinets and paintings and statues and shit, like shit that's like from the 1850s was like discovered into crap.
Holy fuck.
All like wildly expensive, and it just seemed like it was just like really weird vibes. There was like
just in a Chicago warehouse.
Where do
you get all that from?
Playing. That's exactly what we're saying. Is like, where the fuck did you plunder all of this from?
Yeah, like,
it's kind of a red flag. Yeah,
yeah. And like the guy, and we were like the in the store.
Abe, I hate to ask this question quickly, but what ethnicity was this man?
He was white.
Okay, that's what I was assuming.
Right.
Yeah, he was white as a ghost, and you know, we were
he's
like
a vampire.
There,
for sure.
He's 100% a vampire. There were just things that he collected when he was living in
How do you come into a ton
Asia.
Of old like Asian antiques without
exactly.
fucking living for like 5 centuries, and you've just been like, I'm sure he destroyed a few like old ancient beautiful Chinese villages, stole all their goods, and then just flew them back to Chicago.
1,000%, because like minimum like easily, if you sold everything that was in that warehouse, like conservatively, it would be like fucking $100 million. Like,
holy fuck! Jesus, is that
fuck.
Big?
It was huge, and they're like, the shelves were like fucking like 20 shelves high, like all the way back into this fucking warehouse. They had like all sorts of shit, like rugs and cabinets, and maybe not like $100 million, maybe like 10-50 million.
That's still
million.
A fuck ton of money.
Yeah,
I want. Next time I come to Chicago, I want to check this place out.
You want to go? You want to go to Pagoda Red with me?
Absolutely. It sounds like the Twilight Zone. Like somewhere you're gonna get lost.
It was sinister energies. Like, and we like skedaddled pretty quick. We're like, I don't feel comfortable here. Like this.
You're gonna.
And as we were like, we were the only ones in the store. And we were like motoring out, and he was like,
that's
lighting
what I was
some
wondering.
Sage.
That's what I was wondering, if you like, it was just you and Flannery just like alone in this giant just like liminal space.
Yeah, there was at one point there was another employee who he came like we were like back in the warehouse like oh my god, look at this $10,000 fucking drum. And it was like and at one point there was like a little, he had like a boy twink, like a little gay sex slave.
He
this is like, I'm not exaggerating here. He was like, he like runs out from like behind a curtain in the warehouse, and he's wearing like a teeny tiny backpack, and he goes and he runs into the like he like runs like over to one shelf, grabs a pot, and then runs back behind the curtain.
Everybody needs their own
little
boy
dwarf
twink, you know?
That he keeps around. He keeps like a little gnome man. That organizes his trinkets and wares.
Just, like, pricing things appropriately, labeling, probably putting them on, like, online auction or some shit, I would imagine. And so we split from there pretty fucking quickly. We skedaddled.
Yeah, that's like, terrifying.
Like, it just has, like, some... It's just very strange.
That place, that sounds like the type of...
picture of this drawing?
Yeah, that sounds like the type of place where you, like, walk into the warehouse, and no matter how deep you go, the back wall always looks like it's the same, like, distance away.
Yeah, no, 100%. So, yeah, so you guys got my stream out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is, like, the, this is, like, the initial room that you enter in.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Right here.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, like, and then,
it's
like,
a lot more well-lit than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, it's not, but then you see how the top is, like, very, is, like, warehouse-like. You see how, like, the ceiling is on warehouse. Yeah, so then you, like, hook a right, like, right here, and that, like, leads you into, like, the greater warehouse. And I just want to, like, see if I can find, like, a picture of that. Like, I don't know if I can.
It's, wow, like, oh, holy, got, like, it's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy, and this is like all just like authentic like artifacts. Like, it's very strange. There's
what?
A giant framed picture of Mao.
You should have copped that.
Probably cost like $20,000, man. It's like
it's probably
it's
just
crazy.
A print for $20,000.
My only other question, like, besides where did he get it, is where are these going? Like, who's buying this?
That's the you thing too. I mean? Like, who in Chicago is like actually like being able
like, let's
to?
Look at, yeah, let's see what they got for
rich
sale.
White people.
This. Rich white people, yeah. But, like, I feel like there's only, like, so many rich white people. Yeah, see what, like, $8,000 marble moon bench, $1,200 turquoise cloud garden seat, $4,000 mossy meditation stone table, and a $700 circa 1850 round leg courtyard stool.
Oh,
it's like
the
a
fuck?
Fucking wooden stool, dude.
Is there any way we can sort like his stuff like lowest price to most expensive? Like, see, if there's anything that like we could buy.
Let's like see. You know, like, I guess I'll go to new arrivals, and then yeah, here we go. Sort lowest price first. Oh yeah, so $50. Circa,
that's not bad.
Circa 1900 children's hat charm.
Oh, nice hat charm.
Yeah, or then a $130 20th century petite Ooh. Goddess Mahapratisara charm.
Is that some sort of ancient cozy?
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, it's like so when, you know, in like around 1900 when you were at a party.
The thing with the cup. Is it like a koozie?
Yeah, everybody has like the same fucking like red solo cup at the shindig, and you need to be able to tell your cups apart.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, this one's on holds.
Damn. Do you think they have, like, an old-school butter churn? I'm looking for one of those.
I would imagine some sort of, like, butter churn would be pretty sick, yeah. Let's see, Limoges-style trinket box.
Oh, my.
$130.
How much is that?
Ooh, a limited edition tea collection, $100.
That's very affordable. It's ancient tea? Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's probably 100-year-old tea. I want to search highest first now. I want to... These are new arrivals, too. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, $10,000 for the Buddha flanked by female attendants Ming mural painting circa 1600.
Jesus.
Man, why don't I just fucking paint murals and sell them?
Yeah, just, like, dust them up a little bit. You can, like, put coffee stains on them. You could do it, Joel. Joel, I think you could paint. You could make a beautiful living as an artist.
I could make a ton of money,
especially
off
if you
forgeries.
Make your paintings from the 1800s.
Yeah,
I think so.
I should start forging.
Oh, here we go. How about guys? What if we all like went in and split this $7,000 pair of iron-bound courtyard doors?
That'd be dude.
That's a really good deal.
We need to buy those for the Bat Chat Studio.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. We get a studio, God. And then it's like when a guest comes on, we can go. Opening our giant iron doors. Like, yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. PJ! Yay!
How heavy do you think those fucking doors are?
I mean, that's a lot of fucking iron on them, and it's 100 inches tall, which is, what's that, like, fucking...
Seven, or it's like
seven,
eight feet.
Eight feet, yeah. Those are big fucking doors.
Maybe even more.
Damn. Oh my god. Dude, oh, here we go.
Some of this stuff is very, very pretty looking, I guess.
This, well, yeah, that's the thing, is that it's all, like, beautiful, but it's like, how the fuck did you get, like, all of this, like, 19th century, like, Asian artifacts all in one fucking place?
Yeah.
Like, it's very weird. And there's, like, this $28,000 modern tufted leather sofa. It's like, it's so crazy. This this website is like fucked too. You price it highest first, and that's just not what happens.
Wow, it is.
Because they randomly get this like $28,000 thing in the middle of the $5,000. Oh, and see,
this is all new arrivals. I wonder if featured is different.
Oh yeah, good call. Good call, Joel. Let's just go all featured here.
Then oh. We'll go
highest first. Oh yeah, baby. $57,000 Huang Lali picnic box, circa 1750.
Right. Holy fuck.
Maybe this is a good reason for us to start our LLC so that we can write this off as business expenses.
Yeah, I'm putting the stone tabletop altar on the company card.
Circa 1600 for 36,000.
I'm putting the fucking Ming Dynasty Senkai glazed R head on the fucking the Amex Platinum.
Yeah, we're gonna get that back in taxes. No way, we're not putting that on Earth.
Yeah.
I'm not. Imagine,
dude. Sorry, go ahead.
A store like this is incredibly dangerous for someone. If it was more affordable, I would be buying all this shit.
I know, for real. Actually, when you guys come to Chicago, I know like a better, like a kind of like a more reasonably priced thing that kind of has a similar vibe as this, but it's like not stolen artifacts. Okay. It's just like, but fucking yeah. Imagine us like setting up like four mics around the fucking dragon scale tea table with stools, circa 1900s.
Oh fuck yeah! We just have mics and a hookah on the tea table.
That'd be so fucking cash. That'd be awesome. Jesus Christ, $70,000 Queen Anne burled walnut bureau.
Holy fuck.
1730. Yeah, but this just like terrified the actual absolute fuck out of me. Oh, this $120,000 stone spirit way tigers, he has these like outside like in front of the door, like the entrance.
What was that, Abe? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. This pair of stone spirit way tigers. He has these like he has these outside, just like in front of the door.
Oh my god!
Well, that's not good. It's gonna degrade their condition.
I know they're from 1850. They're like, you know, they're delicate, and also.
But maybe it's something you gotta use it or lose it.
They're pretty big, probably.
Yeah, they're huge. See, like, yeah, 5 feet tall.
Oh my god!
Six feet wide.
How do you get them there? How much did it cost to transport them there?
That's the thing. Is like how? It's just like how? Like how any of this, right? From northern China. I just don't understand. It just, like doesn't... It defies all logic, the existence of this store.
Dude, it seems like they have more historical things than a museum does sometimes.
Easily. Like easily. Like, you think about when a history museum puts on, like, relics of the Ming Dynasty or something like that. Like, they barely scratch the surface of, like, what they're packing at fucking Pagoda Red. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
So it, like, really calls into question, like, some of, like, how this shit was obtained. Like, the ethics behind procurement of this, you know?
I saw that there was a shop all feature on when you, like, hovered over featured.
Oh, is that?
Like,
oh.
Hover over that, and then it's the bottom right of that little window. Oh, yeah. It's only shop all of certain things.
We'll do, we'll do, like, have a curated...
I could browse this website for hours.
It's fascinating. Like, it really is. Because
I love the history of some of this shit, but oh my fucking god. Why do they own all this?
It's crazy because, like, you know, I'm, like, walking through the warehouse... And it's like, and I'm like, oh wow, that's like a really beautiful cabinet. And then it's like, oh, this is like $40,000 and from like 1700. I probably shouldn't be like touching this with my greasy, oily hands.
Yeah.
Like,
there's also a store in Buffalo that's more reasonably priced, but like random bulk furniture that I should take you guys to at some point.
Oh hell
that's
yeah!
That's aside from the point.
That'd be sick.
Do they have a prosperity stone disc there though?
From 1900.
Well, you need the prosperity stone disc, especially for us, so we can guarantee that we start getting some income off of this podcast.
Yeah, prosperity stone disc is the fourth mic, and so we can start.
Yeah,
just to encourage prosperity wealth and stone disc. Oh, here's a blonde reclaimed wood tablet holder that's just like in there for some reason, for like $80. It just like
an $80 tablet holder. Oh my god.
Yeah. In case you need that, because don't you hate holding your tablet while you're using it?
Yeah, I fucking hate holding my tablet.
It just...
I want to be able to lay on my bed without using any of my body parts except my eyeballs and observe TikTok.
That's hell yeah. And just being able to, like, blink and, like, to swipe.
I wish I didn't even have to blink. Like, I should have a servant that can put eye drops onto my eyeballs in a timed fashion.
I can't wait till Elon Musk gets to put the chip in my fucking head and control me like a robot remotely.
Yeah, I can't be trusted with my own husk. Someone else has to use me.
My own husk. Oh god.
Husk for sale.
I got a husk for sale. I got a drip tile for sale.
Oh, look at that. cap tile from the 1900s, only $12.
That's a really good deal. That's so awesome. Honestly. Think of all the things that you could put there.
How many do they have? Can we get that in bulk?
Dude, I'm a big drip tile guy.
Yeah, can I furnish my house with the drip tiles? Are these the types that, like, go on your roof?
That's what I was assuming.
Roofs? I don't know.
I'm gonna roof this. Well, I would roof my place with the ceramic tiles, but then I feel like I would attract ninjas to come in, like, because I always feel like they're always running across roofs that are shingled with these types of, like, ceramic plates. It's very dark energy. The chrysanthemum meditation stone.
Oh, please.
What if, like, I'm imagining Joel Keegling the chrysanthemum meditation stone, and then going into a session with Olivia and her, like on Zoom, and she's, like, doing, like, the finger wiggling, you're like, ah, 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 and then, like, you pull it out, and you're like, oh my god, it's an artifact from the Far East.
It's the solid manifestation of my demons.
Oh my god, it's a cursed artifact from China. It was the source of all of my ailments.
What would Olivia do if I pulled a stone out of myself in the middle of...
She'd probably, like, put you on her Instagram, honestly. Just, like, the caption, like, my fucking customer, like, removed cursed stone. Thanks to the spinal energetics.
Came out of my bowels.
I can feel it. It's deep inside of me.
Aww.
You're like, only like, look, Olivia, look.
Look at my stone.
Look at how brown it is.
Oh, no.
Oh, my fucking God. Or this one, this green one, I feel like would be good. This 3x5 green stone.
Yeah, I'm going to
look at my...
I don't know if I can fit a 3x5 stone into my beehole.
We'll do it while you're, like, sleeping or something. We'll stick it up there.
Sneak it up.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's well greased.
My green mixed with my brown.
Oh, no.
Or we can do this porcelain cube. That would be... There's lots of good options things to keep.
I could definitely do this porcelain cube. The angles would feel so good.
Oh, God. The smooth edges.
Jesus Christ. All right, I think we need to stop talking about Joel angles and shit. I think we should, make Joel rap.
Come up with a different fucking top. Oh, Joel rapping, I see.
It's almost an hour. I mean, we don't really need another topic.
Wow. All right, damn.
It went by fast, yeah.
Thank you, Pagoda Red.
I'm transfixed by this place. I could lose so much time.
I like how Abe's like, well, you fucking come up with a better topic. It's been like 57 minutes. We've been talking about Pagoda Red.
Fine, bitch. Fine, then you come up with something.
Abe's like, fuck you, this shit's awesome.
If this is such a bad idea to talk about, if this is so boring to you, fine, you come up with something for the last 2 minutes of this podcast.
I liked it.
Bitch ass.
I liked that.
Come up with a cursed Chinese store to talk about. Someplace that you would buy a Joel rap.
I just wanted to hear Joel rap, because remember we promised this podcast to be the fastest one ever?
That's right, yeah. This is a
fun one. Oh, that was last one. Can I get a Pagoda-type beat?
Fuck yeah, you can.
Or stolen Chinese artifacts type.
That's
beat.
Another.
Thing. I don't know. I don't know if they'll have something that specific. Ooh, all right. Divine Council X Ethereal type Pagoda.
This is exactly what we needed.
Do you want the Divine Council Ethereal type or Japanese hard?
Or Japanese hard. Oh. It's a Japanese hard type beat.
That's tough.
All right. It's your call, Joel. You're the artist.
So the Pagoda one is a lot longer.
Yeah, the Pagoda one, yeah, that's like 3 minutes. The Japanese Pagoda one is a minute and a half, and it only has 54 views.
Yeah, that's the one we gotta go with.
We gotta give him some views, you think?
Yeah, we gotta blow his spot up. Everybody go listen to a Trocar music.
Yeah, go now.
Go right now and listen along with us.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and I want to thank Abe for the two awesome topics.
Yeah, thanks,
hey,
Abe.
Sure thing.
Thank you poisoning my mind. Really good pod. Red.
Yeah.
I will always go into cursed stores and narrowly escape being sold into sex slavery for you guys. All right.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Yo, it's kind of a Japanese hard type beat, though.
Astro. I got you. Okay.
Astro.
My bad bitch, give me head. Going, spending all my life savings at Pagoda Red. Me and my boys, we all about to be dead. Getting sold into sex slavery because Abe, he took us to another sketchy store in the warehouse. Me about to be some whores for an old man who just bought a bunch of antiques off of some other white man. Who knows how he got them?
Stolen.
Gotta let the beat breathe a little bit.
Yeah, I wonder why this beat hasn't sold. It's so easy. It has such a good flow.
Yeah, it's super easy to rap
on.
It's
really taking its time. Ooh.
We about to go sumo. My pockets go sumo. Me and Denzel Curry about to spend some bands at Pagoda Red.
Ooh.
I want to pick up a cabinet, fill it with all my bongs, put my weed pieces into something that's 300 years old. Find age like wine. Find age like cheese. Why the fuck would this man let the beat breathe?
What? That's it. That's the end of it. That's the minute and a half.
That was a really bad beat.
Yeah, I can't believe.
Well, I mean, he just needed to let it play out a little bit.
I know. It would have been, like, fine if he, like, he just needs to, like, get kind of, like, space
you
it
should
out.
Comment that.
Maybe if I was better.
Comment, you just gotta let it breathe.
Maybe
gotta
if I was better, breathe. Man.
Yeah, here we go. gotta
really let that beat breathe.
Gotta let. God damn, it's hard to type with my synth here. Gotta let that beat breathe, brother. Then I'm gonna do. Yeah, gotta let that beat breathe, brother. Comments.
Yeah, I agree.
And dislike.
Oh, damn.
Dislike.
I like his idea for that, you know.
Yeah, but he just didn't. Execution was off.
Did you guys like the freestyle? Did you want more or?
That was good. I think.
That was good. That was a good freestyle. I liked it a lot.
You did good with what you had. You know.
I was trying. I'm always trying. Whether I'm doing well, that's for the audience to decide.
All we want you to do is to try, really.
Yeah,
we ask.
And we just want as long as we just want our listeners to like comment and like you know comment under the podcast and say like, hey. Joel's trying, and I like that.
Yeah, please comment.
That's all we,
please,
we just want him to try.
Please give recommendations of how I can better my rapping.
Yeah. Yeah.
That always helps.
Send us emails.
Well, thank you all for listening and coming today, and have a blessed day.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.